I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news on KJAN. A two-vehicle accident in the Denison High School parking lot on Friday night ended with a fiery vehicle and two injured teens. The Iowa State Patrol reports the accident took place Friday night at 10:45 p.m. in the north parking lot of the school. A 2014 Chevy Silverado driven by 17-year-old August J. Betger of Arion and a 2004 Ford Ranger driven by 16-year-old Eduardo Gutierrez of Denison collided head-on while both were traveling at a high rate of speed. Both vehicles came to rest a short distance away from the crash, and the Silverado caught on fire. Betger was taken from the scene by EMS personnel to Crawford County Memorial Hospital and later flown to UNMC in Omaha by LifeNet. Gutierrez was safely removed from the Ranger and taken by personal vehicle to Crawford County Hospital to be checked out. No status on the two individuals is known at this time, and no further details of the crash have been provided. Following the announcement Friday that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and U.S. Food and Drug Administration have lifted the pause on the administration of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the Iowa Department of Public Health recommends that any vaccine provider in the state who has available Johnson & Johnson vaccine resume administration effective immediately. The pause was recommended after reports of six cases of a rare and severe type of blood clot in individuals following the administration of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The FDA and CDC are confident that the vaccine is safe and effective in preventing COVID-19 symptoms. They have stated that they will remain vigilant in investigating the risk of TTS blood clots, but data suggests the risk is very low. More information can be found on the CDC website, linked up through this story on our news page at KJN.com. Iowa Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg was joined by former Hawkeye and retired NFL star Dallas Clark in Sioux City on Friday afternoon to get vaccinated for COVID at a pop-up clinic. Gregg says he's concerned about the lag in men getting vaccinated.
With over 900,000 Iowans fully vaccinated, you would think that men should represent about half that. However, right now, women are getting the vaccine in Iowa at a point that's 12 points higher than the men. 56% of the doses in Iowa are women, as opposed to 44% for the men.
Gregg spoke directly to men.
Guys, why are we falling short? Well, sometimes we don't take our health as seriously as we should. We're not proactive. We don't always get around to making routine appointments for ourselves. We don't like to jump through a bunch of hoops. Sometimes, as young men, we think that we're indestructible, and we definitely don't want to be told what to do.
And Gregg got his first dose of the vaccine, and Clark got his second. Clark appealed directly to men to get vaccinated.
It's just the right thing to do, and I think you have to put away the politics, the this or that, or whatever reason you are, you're not getting it. I mean, if you're not getting it, or whatever those reasons are, I really hope you reflect and change that mind and become more proactive, because it's not about you, per se. It's about what you could possibly pass on to someone else.
He referenced Iowa football as a reason for everyone to get vaccinated.
You have to do our part, and we got to curb this, because we want Kinnick Stadium full of people this fall. You know, we want to get back to our old normal, and I think that's the best way to do that.
Gregg and Clark were joined by around two dozen Siouxland area coaches and community leaders who were also getting their first dose of the COVID vaccine. The state of Iowa has a new Medicaid director. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds announced the hiring of her current health policy advisor, Elizabeth Matney, to the Medicaid post. Matney will take over as director on June 1st. Matney has a master's degree in rehabilitation counseling from Drake University and a bachelor's in psychology and philosophy from Texas State University. Iowa's Medicaid program oversees care for more than 700,000 poor and disabled Iowans. The program has been much maligned since former Governor Terry Branstad turned it over to private insurers. The Department of Public Safety and the Iowa State Patrol's Executive Protection Unit have been providing a safe and secure environment for Iowa's governors and their families since 1970, starting with Governor Robert Ray. The state of Iowa is continually reviewing infrastructure security protocols and technology upgrades across the Capitol complex and the governor's residence. These reviews have included considerations of the need for security enhancements, such as perimeter fencing at Terrace Hill since at least 2017. Additionally, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Cyber and Infrastructure Security Agency recommended, among other measures, the need for perimeter security fencing at Terrace Hill on more than one occasion, with the latest assessment taking place in January of 2020. And Department of Public Safety Commissioner Stephen Baines said security enhancements to Terrace Hill benefit all future governors. Terrace Hill serves as the family home for our governors and their families, and we need to provide the safest environment possible for them. These enhancements are part of an overall state initiative to improve the security footprint at our state facilities. Repeated threats against our elected officials, to include Governor Reynolds, have been widespread and alarming, and Iowa is one of only a few states in the nation that do not have perimeter security fencing around the governor's residence. The foiled attempt to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has only reinforced our longstanding concerns. The state of Michigan recently installed a perimeter fence at Governor Whitmer's residence as part of a recent security upgrade. Terrace Hill is Iowa's home, and tours are available to the public Tuesday through Saturday at 10:30 a.m. and noon. Tour reservations must be made 48 hours in advance and can be made by calling 515-242-5841. Terrace Hill also offers public events, including an Easter egg hunt and Christmas at Terrace Hill. You can visit terracehill.iowa.gov/visit for more information. That's a look at the latest in news. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.